And also Jonathan Metzl, professor of psychiatry at Vanderbilt University. Thanks for being here, both of you. So Jonathan, here's my question. After, you know, we talked briefly last week, but we've had an opportunity to read and see so much more. Is misogyny a mental illness? And if it is, should it be a mental illness that should keep someone from being able to purchase a gun?
Well, the short answer is yes. The long answer is, you know, I left the show last week actually feeling almost kind of depressed that here we go again. We've had this shooting and...
I almost don't even want to see you on the show anymore because
I love seeing you. Yep. You know, we're friends, but I thought, here we go again. This is going to be another blame issue of, oh, mental illness caused it, and it's this diagnosed mental illness that caused it. And I think what we've seen in the aftermath of this shooting is we've actually shifted this conversation from the individual pathology of an individual shooter into a broader conversation about what the shooter represented in a way, which was men who mistake conquest for intimacy and respond with violence when they don't get what they want. And in a way, I think gender has been the kind of white elephant in the room of a lot of these mass shootings, and we've been too slow to recognize the role of gender and misogyny in this. And I've actually felt almost encouraged that, you know, in a way, what we've seen as a response to this gun proliferation rhetoric isn't less guns, it's feminism in a way. I mean, yes, all women and all these conversations that have been happening have been very encouraging as rhetorics to displace this crazy masculinized rhetoric of guns.